This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor?
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
It's the Where's Waldo segment of the Advanced Medicine version of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Bitar traveling around planet Earth, plugging into some new and old healing systems and methods. I want to get into that today, Dr. Bitar, but I don't know what time zone you're on, but I'm glad you're on with me.
Yeah, I'm about 7 hours ahead of you.
Good Lord. Good morning to you then, my friend. So,
yeah.
Listen, I just spoke at the March Against Monsanto in Orlando. We had a big march and an after party at a nice place, organic non-GMO restaurant. And as I was speaking about things, I was mentioning the fact that they're finding glyphosate from Monsanto in vaccines, the fact there's no such thing as a safe vaccine, and that I hadn't vaccinated my children. Now, for the most part, it was well received. And then I find out afterwards there was a medical doctor in the audience. Unless anybody feel a little nervous about that, he came up to me and said, you know what, I didn't vaccinate my kids either.
So what you're saying is he did not think it was necessary to put glyphosate in vaccines?
He didn't think it was necessary to put vaccines in children. I'm telling you, things are changing. He was a medical doctor who doesn't vaccinate his own kids.
Yeah, well, it's more and more like that. I mean, a lot of the guys that I talk to haven't vaccinated, and but they do it. They keep that private to themselves. They don't want their hospital administrators or their practice management group administrators to be aware of that, because they know that it could potentially rub them the wrong way, and it could also create other havoc for themselves. And so they do it privately, quietly, and don't want anybody else to know about it.
Yeah, and I bring that up because as you're traveling around the world, you, Dr. Bitar, of course, are aware and are exposed to all kinds of healing methodologies, whether conducted by allopathically trained physicians or not, that are never really covered anywhere in the mainstream media, much less the fact that many doctors have already come to the conclusion that you and I have about these things, about these methods. And yet again, once again, if you're a follower of the mainstream media, you'll never hear these stories. Or if you do, you'll hear about it by taking those doctors and calling them something other than doctors, in a sense. You know how they'll try to denigrate you if you have a different viewpoint.
Right. Well, they have nothing else to stand on. They have no other basis for what their science is, so they resort to name calling, which is fine. Which, you know, basically. Shows that there's nothing else, you know. And what's that old thing? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me.
Right. But of course, if the people are so sensitive to being name called, you know, that's a different issue altogether. Sometimes my son is calling those folks snowflakes. Now, that's the big term if you can't handle little adverse name calling. Not that we're calling names, but the reality is we got to be tougher than that, or else you're not going to survive the things that are really harmful to you. Now,
That's true. Actually, you know, it's funny because in Fox News, when I was interviewed, I think it was this was back in 2007, at the ACAM conference, I gave a presentation on cancer, and I was interviewed by Fox San Diego, I guess it was, and they had a story about someone, I think the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the chief of the American Academy of Pediatrics had been interviewed about his opinion about, and it had to do with, maybe it was before 2007, but it was when Redskins cheerleader that I treated. Which one of the stories when I was 20?
Oh, yes, the Desiree Jennings. That's a lot of publicity on that, a lot of name-calling coming out of the mainstream media. But I remember something about this. They actually referred to you in a certain way. How do you feel about that? Or something along those lines, right?
That's exactly right, because the San Diego Fox correspondent who's interviewing me asked me, he said, well, how do you respond to those doctors that refer to you as a, that say that you are a charlatan and that, that you're practicing quackery? And I said, well, you know, it doesn't matter what you refer to it. As long as you distinguish me from the mainstream medical group, I'm happy with it. As long as you distinguish me from them. And, you know, he didn't know what to say. He was kind of like looking at the camera. Kind of like,
where do I go? That's right. No, I don't. Because you didn't want to be lumped together with the inadequacies and the dangerousness of the lesser forms of so-called standard of care. And, you know, this is interesting because there's a Natural News article that's, I think, a little bit controversial, not that we shy away from controversy, but the headline reads, doctors should be paid flat salaries to eliminate financial conflicts of interest, according to medical ethicists. Now, on some level, you'd be going, oh, okay, that sounds reasonable, but does it really?
Well, Robert, you know, we have on the show talked about how the Eastern world, so certain places in China, certain villages in China, the incentive for the doctors is to keep patients healthy because they only get paid while the patient remains healthy. But as soon as the patient becomes ill, the doctor no longer gets paid. So it's a different motivation that the doctor has. They are rewarded for desired behavior, which in this case, which it should be in all cases, is to keep the patient healthy. But when the patient becomes unhealthy, when the patient becomes sick, it essentially means that the doctor has failed in their duty and therefore should not get remunerated. But look at...
It's not funny, but it's funny at the same time.
Right, exactly, because our medicine, our modern way of medicine in the Western world is to incentivize the doctor based upon patient sickness.
Right, you know what? And I think about this, Dr. Bittar, the conflicts of interest clause in that statement saying this, we would solve it if we just paid flat salaries. It's like, no, you wouldn't, because the conflict of interest is that they're still only getting paid when the patients are coming in because they're sick. Imagine eliminating that conflict of interest to say, you know what, if you get me well and keep me well, that's when you're profiting the most. Then the conflict of interest is not a conflict, it's a genuine interest that the patient and the doctor would both desire.
Exactly. But what they're doing is by saying doctors go flat, first you're rewarding the patient being sick, and then you're limiting what the doctor's going to get. So you're actually now promoting mediocrity, and there's no reward for people to step outside of the box and actually do something that could benefit the patients. They have to follow the cookbook, and already the problem with medicine is it's too cookbook-oriented. Mm. It's too take the diagnosis and stick a patient into the box at the diagnosis and then go that way. It's literally following a step-by-step cookbook, and the problem is people aren't boxes.
Right.
They're not diagnoses. They can't fit into these boxes. And so you could end up having the same type of symptom, but it's a different pathology. But the way it works in modern medicine is that they would all be lump sum because it's all symptom-based. So if a person has... Let's say they have chest pain, then you're going to deal with a pleuritic chest pain, something to do with the lungs, the same as a cardiac chest pain, same as a blunt trauma, musculoskeletal chest pain. So the point is, again, there's no incentive to get people better already in our system. And by doing this, by now putting doctors in flat, you're actually adding insult to injury and worsening the system, as opposed to bettering it by going towards the, as we said, the far eastern Chinese village type
model
scenario,
right,
where the doctors are
Dr. Bittar, they're not painting by numbers in ancient China. Obviously, things have changed, and modern China has absorbed and adopted a lot of the Western allopathic mindset, so they're suffering similarly. On top of the massive pollution in China that's creating diseases of toxicity that before were very rare, just like it was anywhere, but now has become more commonplace and chronic. But the idea here is you want to incentivize doctors. You want excellence in medicine. How about promoting that concept? I mean, it's called wellness. I don't know if that does it justice. That's sort of like the catchphrase now, wellness promotion. But it's certainly got to be a step above or beyond what is currently the allopathic medical model standard.
Well, I agree with you. But to me, this isn't really even about medicine per se. It's about how society has allowed mediocrity to become the standard. So remember when we were at the autism conference in 2014, I guess, 2014.
Yeah, in fact, I've been sharing, like, there's been some photos popping up of you, me, and Super Don from that 3 years ago when we were together there.
Right, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you remember we were supposed to do, like, we did a lecture together, and then I had a keynote, I think, on Friday. And then anyway, we just like a workshop on Sunday. But the workshop, were you at the workshop? I don't remember.
I don't think. I think I had the broadcast that day. I might have popped in briefly.
Okay. Well, the workshop, there were so many questions and so many, so much interest in what was discussed during the main conference that I never got a chance to cover in the four-hour workshop what my actual plan was to cover in the four-hour workshop. And so we ended up, it was actually called Rewarding Desired Behavior, how to help with the parents with modulating the child's behavior. Right. So we ended up doing a webinar a couple of weeks later, and that webinar, I don't know, we had over 1,000 people that attended the webinar, and we recorded it, fortunately. And basically what the subject that I want to do in the workshop that we ended up doing with the webinar is called Rewarding Desired Behavior. Many times parents would get thrown off and they would think that a child's behavior had something to do with autism, whereas we would get the child better to a certain point, and then the child was well on their way to being neurotypic and would become neurotypic, but they would still have some behavioral issues. And it wasn't anything to do with autism, but the parents would think it was autism-related because the child had a developmental delay originally. And that becomes a challenge to now explain to parents, because any child will fall into that category, whether they're autistic or not. It doesn't matter. Behavioral issues are totally something separate. And it's not just in children. It's in animals. It's in adults. It's in ourselves. And so I was trying to explain, which I think the webinar came across really well, because many parents from many geographical regions in the world, you know, transcending ethnic boundaries and religious mm-hmm. backgrounds and everything, they all gravitated to this information because this information was talking about a rewarding desired behavior. Now, if you want a behavior out of a child, you reward it. If you reward an undesired behavior, a child picks up a book and throws it across the room, and you come up and say, oh, it's okay, and then you give the child something to appease and to calm them down. You just rewarded that undesired behavior with throwing the book. So you can't do that. It doesn't matter whether the child's autistic or neurotypic, or it doesn't matter anything. You're not rewarding a desired behavior. What you've done is you've rewarded an undesired behavior and reinforced that undesired behavior, thus promoting and propagating that behavior additionally than it already was. In other words, you're pushing and helping to encourage that very
sure.
behavior that you're trying to make.
But the thing paying doctors in a situation where they're rewarded for bad behavior is also, you know, kind of a similar scenario, that the allopathic model is rewarded because it is in monopoly, and the more they push chemo drugs, for instance, the more profit that they get, and the more people they're harming. We're going to take a break here. That's why we do this on Advanced Medicine each and every week with Dr. Raja Bitar. We hit topics in ways that no other broadcast radio station or show does, and we're going to do it some more after this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Pitar, you brought up something that's probably as difficult as any for a parent of an autistic spectrum child or even a behavioral disorder child, that when you assume it's because of an injury, and maybe it was initially, but as you bring them back to more neurotypical behaviors through detoxification, metal removal, there may be some behavior patterns that are not shifting altogether. And the question is, parents probably ask us, well, how do I know whether it's because of the autism, quote-unquote, diagnosis or damage versus this is a behavior pattern that can now be broken through other means?
Right, and the point that I wanted to make was that it really has nothing to do with autism, because you can take a neurotypic child and they'll have, it's the same thing. That's one reason you have some children that are neurotypic that are very well-behaved, and people comment to the parents how well-behaved the children are. And then you've got other children that are also neurotypic but are just brats, and people will comment to each other that, man, that kid was really spoiled brat. So it has nothing to do with autism. It's, again, because the parents rewarded desired behavior or undesired behavior. It's really the parents' fault. It's how they raise a child. So just like if you spoil any of your kids, which I know your kids aren't spoiled, they're great kids, but you set certain parameters in place and you reward certain behaviors that you wanted to see in them, that you desired, and so you reward those behaviors. But when they don't do what's desired, I'm not saying you believe in punishment, but you abstain. I think sometimes I abstain from giving them any kind of reward. If my son acts up, well, I check out. Okay, I'm going to ignore you until you give me the desired behavior. And I'll tell him I love you, but I'm not going to tolerate that behavior. He just got to go in the corner, whatever it is. And he realizes that if I am rude, then dad is going to not play with me. So So I want Dad to play with me, so that means I need to be polite and respectful and not be rude. And so this is, regardless of autism or non-autism, and here we're talking about doctors now and rewarding their desired behavior, but notice that I had said this is actually, we had to go to break. My point that I want to make was that we actually have the same problem, not just in medicine, we have this problem in society. You know, we remember that when we were talking about the Second Amendment with the gun rights, and we talked about how it's important that because of the base of the forefathers and what they had seen as coming, I mean, it's amazing when you read the Constitution how every aspect we're dealing with today, the forefathers knew about it. So the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is something that we need to protect. Yet those that say that we should not have weapons or allowed to carry a firearm, so they're basically talking about that this is, you know, firearms cause this problem, that problem, and dangerous, et cetera, et cetera. And then you had talked about, I don't know, maybe you did or I did, I can't remember who brought it up, but we said something about spoons should also be illegal because spoons cause people to be fat. And we laughed about that, right?
Well, yes.
This is, again, another type of a scenario. It's a problem with society that we in society tend to reward, or the hierarchy in society tends to reward mediocrity. I mean, you can look at social welfare. Social welfare was set up. Again, I know I'm treading thin line here, Robert.
You go for it, Dr. Vitar. You're halfway around the world. What are we going to do?
Well, you know, social welfare, when it was put in place back in the 1940s, 1950s, only one out of five people that were eligible would take it because it was socially unacceptable to do that. It wasn't something that people were proud of doing, and now it's almost like an expectation.
Well, it's institutionalized. It's been basically engineered into the DNA of Americans over a number of generations, and this is how socialism happens as well, in that you feed, for instance, the animals, give them some free food, they keep coming to the same spot, and then you put one side of the fence up, they still keep coming, you put two sides of the fence up, they keep coming, the third side's up, four sides up with the gate open, they come in, then you close the gate. It's sort of like the behavior is just becomes unconscious and expected, and by that time it's too late. You got them; they're locked in. They're imprisoned.
And the way they got them into that prison was by rewarding the desired behavior, i.e., coming in compliance. You get fed; that's the reward. The feeding is the reward.
Yep.
And they keep on coming in. You keep on rewarding them with food, and you build up the fence around them. And before they know it, they don't even realize that they're now
exactly
in the fence. And
to that point, Dr. Vitar, I apologize. This goes so fast when we're together. We're almost up on another break here. But that's what happened as well in the allopathic medical monopoly. It wasn't always this way. There was a time where you went to a doctor. That doctor was responsible to you. The government didn't interfere in that relationship. And there was innovation in healing. There were holistic ways to heal. There was detoxification. Sure, there was allopathic medicine too, but it all competed on equal footing. And then you were allowed to make the choice, and the doctors had to innovate to meet their patient clientele, or customers, if you want to look at it that way. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Advanced medicine all the way around the world. Always great discussions with Dr. Rasha Buttar. Check him out at Dr. Buttar, drbuttar.com. If you ever miss one of these shows, you can go to medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com. Special place, hundreds, now thousands of hours available to you. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Around the world, people listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show in Advanced Medicine, and we appreciate you wherever you are on planet Earth. We never know where Dr. Bitar is because he travels a lot, too. Right now, he's halfway around the world in Ukraine, interestingly enough. And last hour, I covered briefly about scientists identifying 28,000 medicinal plants that treat ailments from cancer to diabetes. And it's kind of like that. If you think your country is the only country that knows how to do anything, you've lost before you begin. There's so much diversity on this planet and so many ways to promote healing. You're out there experiencing it, teaching it, and learning all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly, Robert. It's we actually are right now. I'm in the Ukraine, as you mentioned, and it's interesting too. Where this part of the Ukraine that I'm in is there's a city called Kiev, and I'm not in Kiev. I'm in a city that's actually pretty small, but in Kiev, I didn't realize this, but it's actually the largest. The oldest city in USSR before the Iron Curtain fell. It was considered, it's the oldest city. I thought Moscow was the oldest, or Leningrad, or St. Petersburg. Actually, those are considered young cities as compared to Kiev. Kiev is considered to be the oldest city in the former Soviet Union. Now, of course, now it's part of Ukraine, so it's not part of the Soviet Union. This is where some of the people may realize about the conflict right now, the war is going on, and I'm not technically in a war zone or anything like that, but I came here because of some of the innovations in medicine that have been done in this part of the world, and specifically looking at
specifically the use, from what I understood when we were talking off the air, about water-based healing therapies. Always reminds me of Dr. Batman Gelage, although there are so many ways beyond just drinking water, that water can be a carrier of information and minerals and healing. If I'm not mistaken, I think you said the term is balneotherapy that they're working on over there.
Right. Balneology is how they refer to it, but think in balneotherapy, and it's the use of water or bathing in certain types of water for a therapeutic basis. And I've actually been here maybe 4 or 5 days. I got another couple more days left, and tried 3 different places in the Ukraine so far, all with different types of water with different mineral content. And one was actually, I thought about you when I was in there, because you're a very big proponent of silica, and it was very high in boric acid and silica. Mm. Another one is very high in sulfur, and you can actually smell the sulfur. It's actually very strong, overpowering. But then when you drink it, you don't taste it at all. It's naturally carbonated. And anyway, so using these different types of techniques and having not only bathing the water or drinking the water, but they do other things with the water. For example, they have contrast baths, where you cold to warm to cold to warm. They use hydro massage in conjunction with this special type of water, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not only, this isn't like a small little avant-garde type thing, you know, that's unique. It's in this part of the world, it's very popular. In fact, one of the places that I'm getting this, it's really designed for post-surgical recovery. So this is accepted in their mainstream, and then the doctors will send their patients to these places, post-surgical recovery, kind of like a convalescent and rehab type thing, right, to help people recover after the detriments from the surgery or chemo or whatever else. And then right down the street, and this is a small town. We're actually in a town that's 15 minutes away, that's about 70,000 people. And this town itself is 150 people, 150 houses in this little village. But they've got 2 facilities, huge facilities, within a kilometer of each other, half a kilometer of each other, about a third of a mile from each other. And they're both really busy. So the point is that traditionally, when I say traditionally, I'm saying going back about 800, 900 years, at least to my knowledge, and could be further, this culture has depended upon people coming and using water as a therapy. And they understand how important this is. And people with crippling arthritis will come in here, and for 5, 7, 10 days, they'll be here, sometimes up to 3, 4 weeks. And within 5, 6, 7 days, their arthritis will have improved. Their pain will have reduced. Their range of motion will have increased. So their association with water creating a health situation, not a health situation, but more like a situation where health is without any it's almost like it's down the path, and there's only one destination, that's being healthier by coming in and doing this water therapy. So it's accepted, and it's mainstream, and people come here all the time. It would be kind of like with people in the U.S. going for homeopathy our thought process would be like they're going to homeopathy and that's unusual. No, it's like them going to the regular doctor for their, you know, non-steroid anti-inflammatory for their arthritis. It's that mainstream here.
Well, this kind of strength is this article that our friend Sayer G has from Green Med Info called Why Pharmaceuticals Are Really the Alternative Medicine. You know, you're showing it right there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, you know what's interesting that I found out? Because this country, because of Ukraine has been in conflict for so many years, you know, their male to female ratio is 1 to 5. So they're 5 females for every 1 male. Because they've had so many men that have died in all the different conflicts, all the way from World War One, World War Two, coming up into modern times, you've got the Afghan conflict when Russia was fighting Afghanistan. Many of the people are recruited constantly in the military. In fact, I met 2 people here that sent their kids to Europe or to the U.S. just to prevent them from being drafted into one of the war situations. So this society has been under a chronic state of stress just because of them having to constantly fight the oppression that they're dealing with and in the war situation. So when you're talking about alternatives, their regulatory system is so different, they don't see these, what we would call non-conventional therapies, as non-conventional. Their mainstream doctors are actually involved with these therapies. So their thought process is totally different. They don't see it as mainstream and alternative. They see it as anything that works. They don't have the oppression. Notice I'm talking about a former communist country or, well, I guess you can still consider it a communist country. I'm talking about there's no oppression in this communist country for the way medicine is practiced, whereas in our country, there is oppression.
Oh,
there is
there's tyranny.
Demarcation.
Yeah, absolute tyranny in America against holistic health and healing, whether it's done by doctors or holistically trained homeopaths, naturopaths, et cetera. And of course, what you also mentioned is that the next version of the Bachelor is going to have to be held in Ukraine because there's so many women to men ratio. They're just probably all looking for husbands.
Well, that is true. But the thing is that from a medical standpoint, it's interesting to see when the hierarchy is not pushing an agenda, i.e. our government and our medical, the powers that be, aren't pushing their agenda. What happens? And here's a perfect example of a society where that agenda isn't being pushed and doctors are actually free to, because there's no oppression of the doctors, of manipulating the way that they practice medicine and having them follow the cookbook methodology, the doctors are truly trying to get their patients better. And so they rely on everything from a traditional, non-traditional. In their world, they don't see this as traditional, non-traditional. They just see it as something that really works because it's old and it's around and something new that we can try using now.
Yeah, effective. So in addition to not being a pharmaceutical mandate kind of culture, we also see the healing taking place, like you said, with this new therapy. I hadn't heard the term. I've heard of the therapy before, promoting healing instead of pharmaceutical drugs. Now, there's another article that came out in the mainstream news about liver damage from supplements on the rise. I would argue that if you're taking a supplement that causes liver damage, it's not a supplement that should ever be taken because, you know, obviously it's toxic at a low level, but you can increase it to the point where it impacts your main organ of detoxification. That's got to be a bad starting place.
Well, I think it also might be that the supplement itself, what they're marketing, is actually going to be beneficial. But the way it was manufactured and the excipients added to it and the preservatives and when it was harvested, et cetera, it makes it toxic and causes damage to the liver. I think we've talked about lipoic acid before when the source of lipoic acid is very, very dangerous, I guess is the only way to put it, versus the Italian source. And one, a person sees the benefit, you can actually rebuild livers with this. Again, I'm not making a claim here. I'm just saying that this is what has been shown already.
Right.
But if you take the wrong lipoic acid, it can be very toxic to the substance. So I don't know whether it would really be that the supplements are toxic versus a company that's taking a shortcut in manufacturing process or adding some ingredient to the preservative or something else that causes the toxicity.
Sure.
I think that would probably be...
More often than not, I mean, there's also the issue of those who are in the bodybuilding supplement industry, and of course those folks have not really concerned themselves with what is of nature and what is not, and very often they could be adulterating synthetics from China, for instance, and adding them in. The sources of protein could be radically different. And it's true that if you include excess quantities of protein in a body that can't utilize that protein properly, you will have metabolic waste, not even synthetic waste at that point. So there are concerns, but of course the way they paint it with a broad brushstroke, they're trying to indicate to us that that these things may be as dangerous or more dangerous than the drugs. And I would tend to disagree unless the supplements are in fact drugs.
Right. And I don't know which way they were trying to direct it. I kind of looked at it as that there's supplements that are being manufactured with poor quality, and that's increasing it. But if they are trying to paint it with a broad spectrum stroke to make it that the, you know, supplements are on the rise causing liver problems, then it would be similar to when oncologists say that you shouldn't take antioxidants because they're not healthy for you. Well, they are healthy for you, but they are counteracting the chemotherapeutics that are being used. And so their whole thought process is saying that, well, the chemotherapy is high in pro-oxidation, and so taking an antioxidant, you are canceling out what the benefit of the chemotherapy theoretically is. But that's ludicrous because the antioxidants are protecting you from the side effects of the chemotherapy. And so, again, you could say that antioxidants are anti-chemotherapy, which is what they're trying to say. So that's the reason a patient shouldn't take an antioxidant with chemotherapy, because it reduces the effectiveness of the chemotherapy. Again, you know, depending on how they spin it, the bottom line is antioxidants are going to benefit you. The body needs antioxidants because we are an oxidative type of metabolism, and without antioxidants in our system, we would just age much more rapidly than we do. The body has certain systems in place to prevent that oxidative process or that oxidative injury from affecting us. So, you know, it's the same type of thing, I think, with the supplements causing the liver problem. They're probably painting it that way. Do you agree with that?
Focusing on one narrow band of supplements particularly, and this has always been a problem area, and we don't hide from that. We point it out that people that are into bodybuilding that are trying to kind of cheat nature by using steroids but not steroids, this has always been a pharmaceutical side of the natural, so-called natural supplement category, which isn't really natural. Listen, we got to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap up advanced medicine. We got some advice from pediatricians. Is it good advice? We'll check in with Dr. Batar on that and a new Ebola outbreak. Is it for real or another hoax?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you ever miss an advanced medicine segment or hour, you can go to medicalrewind.com. Also available on our syndicator and broadcast radio. That's GCN, GCNlive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. And we have UK Health Radio in England and SoundCloud, which you can find at robertscottbell.com. Of course, for those of you who are new to the show, Dr. Batar wrote the international best-selling book. It translated into many languages at this point. It's called The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's a keeper. Keep reading it. You read it again. Send it to your friends. It's going to still benefit them even to this day. Now, Dr. Batar, I got to ask you, because we rail on the docs that seemingly have no problem injecting toxic poisons into little defenseless babies in the guise of vaccines. And I'm just not so sure I'm ready to give them all the props in the world for saying that no fruit juice for kids under one is a good idea. Maybe that's true, but man, oh man, does that counteract the toxic injections they're given?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, the contradiction there, isn't it? I think it's a great advice that kids shouldn't get sugar because they don't need it. It's natural fruits are fine, but you get the regular process. Uses that they refortify with vitamins. You know, why refortify when you can take it naturally? Just take the piece of fruit and juice it, or give them the piece of fruit. But they take the synthetic additives, like all the different things that they refortify juice with. They put high fructose corn syrup in it and they give it to children. And trying to keep children from not getting that stuff in the first year of life, I think it's great. I think they should never get it. But then look at the contradiction. But it's okay to put a poison, like a vaccine that has ethyl mercury and formaldehyde and nickel and tin and other DNA additives, et cetera, into the body when the immune system is developed in the first day on the planet. So you know, really ridiculous contradictions if you think about it.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's important to call them out on it rather than pat them on the back. It's kind of like the doctors that say, hey, you know what, we're reducing antibiotics or we're trying because of antibiotic-resistant bacteria that we were responsible for creating by overusing and abusing those things, for instance. It's like, great, I'm glad that you finally recognize it's a problem and are doing something about it, but don't expect a medal for that. You should have figured that out pretty soon because it was in the medical literature pretty early on as well, as is the ridiculous claim that injecting these toxic poisons is somehow helpful for the immune system. Now, if we talk about immunity, we can go to Africa, and it looks like they're trying to drum up a fear of a new Ebola outbreak. We've covered this many times, including selenium deficiencies in the soil and them manifesting lack of sewage, sanitation, hygiene, nutrition, etc., and the fact that the tests for Ebola, whether they be antibody or PCR, are really not adequate to identify one specific disease actually happening right now, other than they see some strange, scary symptoms happening, but not related to anything environmental.
Right, and I think the propagation of fear with the movies, like, I think there was a movie called Ebola, wasn't there? Like,
well,
there was Outbreak,
and there were other ones over the years and made-for-TV movies now, and it's always about the next scary plague. It's going to be the influenza of 1980, Spanish influenza. And, of course, those arguments, even though there were people that die and did die and do die from diseases, they still negate the role of the environment, the impact on nutritional deficiency and toxic burdens, and that's just plain wrong. That's the half-truth becoming a whole lie.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that this is, again, the fear-mongering that is, from a pattern standpoint, their modus operandi. This is how they operate. And we've also talked about how the Centers for Disease Control, when they talk about these things, they never talk about the toxicity component. They only talk about the infectious component, whatever that is, bacteria, virus, inspired meat, whatever the new player of the day is. They never talk about the toxicology team. So the infectious disease team gets all the glory. The poor toxicologists get nothing. And that's really where the problem is. The sanitation issues, the exposure issues, the chemical and metal being released into the environment, people becoming exposed to it. Nobody ever talks about that. And yet that's really where the problem lies.
Well, and that's why
it comes back to Bruce Lipton's work, where
yes,
it's not the genetic issue, it's the environmental expression, how the gene expresses itself based upon environmental triggers.
Right.
That's what really is the cause of the disease issue, and they don't look at that. They don't look at the environmental aspect.
Well, exactly, because there's not a pharmaceutical cure for the environment. There's only a pharmaceutical inflow that unfortunately upregulates toxicity, if that's a way to say it.
Exactly.
So that's why we promote detoxification here as a cornerstone, and Dr. Bitar wrote about it once again. You read about the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, and you'll understand that that's a key, one of the cornerstones in terms of the steps to recover.
Yeah, the systemic detoxification, getting the whole system detoxified. And Robert, you and I both know that the word detoxification is a cheap word because so many people use it, but they don't really understand what that means. And so it's effective detoxification. That's a key operative word.
Hey, Dr. Bitar, we're out of time, man. You're halfway around the world. You need to get some rest before morning, like in an hour from now for you. So I appreciate you staying up late for us.
Absolutely, Robert. Absolutely. Enjoyed it like always. So I thought it would be good to do the show live from the Ukraine.
Absolutely. Well done, my friend. And you are living proof that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.